Act 1, Scene 7.
If I do it, then I must do it quickly. But will this murder be enough? Will it bring success? Or will more problems follow? No man avoids the judgment that's to come, and I'll be judged in this world too. For murderous deeds may lead to other murders. If one king dies, then others may die too. The crown won't make me safe from quick revenge, and there's another thing that troubles me. King Duncan trusts me, and for two good reasons. First, I am his cousin and his subject too, and so I owe him loyalty. That is his right. There's a second point. I am his host. I should protect him, keep him from all harm, and not harm him myself. Duncan has been a gracious king. He has ruled wisely. His noble deeds will plead with angelic voices against the horror of his dreadful death. And pity, helpless as a newborn child, will take on heaven's power. The whole world will know of it. The storm of all men's anger will be turned to tears. Ambition is my only spur, and that may be my downfall. What's happening now? Has Duncan asked for me?
Of course he has. The feast is almost over. Why did you leave the hall?
I had to think. We'll go no further with our plan. Duncan has honored me, and all men praise me. I do not wish to lose their good opinions.
Were you drunk when you spoke to me before? Are you a coward after all, afraid to act? I cannot, and I will not, love a coward. The crown is what you want. Are you afraid to take it? The golden crown of Scotland can be yours, but cowardly fear has killed your deep desire.
Be quiet. I dare do anything a brave man will do. Who dares do more is not a man at all.
What beast was it then that first told me the plan? When you dared do it, then you were a man. All that you needed were the right time and place. Now Duncan's here. Will there be a better time than this? Is that what frightens you? Listen to me. I have had a child and watched it drink my milk. I would have killed it as it smiled at me, rather than break my word, as you have done.
But what if we fail?
Use all your courage, and we cannot fail. Duncan will be tired after the long day's journey. As soon as he's asleep, I'll give his servants wine. They will sleep too and remember nothing. How easy it will be then for us to do the deed, for which they will be blamed.
All your future children should be boys. There is nothing of the woman in your nature. I'll use the servants' daggers. I'll cover both the sleeping men with blood. There'll be no doubt about who killed the king.
When everyone has heard our cries of grief, who will dare blame us?
My mind's made up. Every part of me is ready to do the awful deed. False, smiling faces must be what we show. To hide the wicked plan our hearts both know.